We're going to finish our sermon series, A Better Story, this morning, and the title of today's message is Our Better Story, - Be Still, and it's based on verse 10 of the psalm that we read responsively, Psalm 46, and that verse says something very, very simple: be still and know that I am God. So I'm going to begin with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to engage you in the process of figuring out why you're in church this morning. So let's pray. Father of grace and mercy, bless us this day with the work of the Spirit working through the Word. Allow it, Father, to come into our heads, go down into our hearts, and to convince us of the great love you have for us. That love that you showed by sending your son Jesus, and the love that he showed by going to the cross. For we ask this in his name. Amen. So listen, at a staff meeting and at men's Bible study this week, we asked the question, why are you Lutheran? And we got all kinds of different responses from the staff, and we got all kinds of different responses from the men that had gathered at the Bible study. But I'm really interested in what you have to say to that question. Why are you Lutheran? I'm going to give you 2 minutes, okay? I'm going to start it on my watch in 10 seconds, and here's what I want you to do. With the folks seated around you, I want you to come up with an answer to the question, why are you Lutheran? And if you're not Lutheran, then why are you in church this morning? Let's go, 2 minutes. Okay, I'm going to bring you all back to the front for a little bit, and I'm gonna give some of the responses that I've heard during the week to the question. So, are you Lutheran because you were brought up in the Lutheran church? Or are you Lutheran because you married into the church, you married a Lutheran who brought you to church? Or are you a Lutheran maybe for more simple things like a fellowship or a potluck meal, or because the church is close to where you live? Are you a Lutheran because you come from a German family? Are you a Lutheran because of the doctrine? I mean, goodness gracious. See, there's all sorts of reasons, and I only named a few of the ones that I heard this week, to be in the Lutheran church. But do you know how I answered that question at our staff meeting? I said, I'm a Lutheran because I was invited to an Easter worship service by a friend when I was serving in the Navy. I think that if I had been invited to a Presbyterian church or a Baptist church or to a Roman Catholic church, and somehow I would have been called into ministry in that church body and gone and attended one of those seminaries, I'd be arguing against all the things that make you distinctively Lutheran, because I would probably be that. But God moved me in this direction. But I still think that I would have made a pretty good Calvinist or Armenian Baptist or maybe even a Roman Catholic priest, because I wasn't married at the time. If you were to ask me to stop waffling, just to stop waffling and answer the question, why am I still a Lutheran? I would have to tell you that the answer is really, really simple. Because my experience before I was a pastor and just attended church as a worshiper like you all here today, and even now as a pastor, the reason that I remain Lutheran is because the Lutheran church keeps Jesus at the center of everything that I've ever been involved with in the church. Jesus is at the center of everything. Jesus is at the center of worship. He is the Son whose name is mentioned in the invocation, in the name of the Father and of the Son, Jesus. He's the one that stands among us when we gather for worship. I believe the promise that where you gather and where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of you. I'm Lutheran because he won forgiveness, and I hear it here every single time that we worship. I'm Lutheran because Jesus is the central figure in the sermons that I hear in the Lutheran church. His is the cross that we place over the head and over the heart of every person that we baptize. His is the body and the blood that we receive when we come to the altar to receive bread and wine. He promises that his body and blood come to us. And that includes the newly minted First Communion recipients this morning. Remember, Jesus at the center. If you have ever tried to kid yourself that the Reformation was about anything else but Jesus at the center, you'd be wrong. You would be dead wrong. The gospel of Jesus Christ and how God so loved the world became crystal clear because of the Reformation. So we just need to hush up and be still and know that Jesus is the God that won salvation for you. If you've ever thought that you inherited Lutheranism and that that would win you a place in heaven, you would be dead wrong. The gospel of Jesus Christ and how he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son became crystal clear through the Reformation. So just hush up about that other stuff. Be still and know that Jesus is the God that won forgiveness and salvation for you. If you've ever thought that the fun fellowship and the convenience of a close-by church was the best reason to be Lutheran, you'd be wrong. The best reason to be Lutheran is because the gospel of Jesus Christ and how God so loved the world became crystal clear through the Reformation. So let's just hush up about that stuff and be still and know that Jesus is the God that won salvation for us. If you've ever thought that it was your capacity to articulate perfectly the six chief articles of the faith, or that you know doctrine down to the T and the dotted I, and that that's the best reason to be Lutheran, you'd be wrong. You would be wrong. Because the Apostle Paul tells us that if I can prophesy and know everything, but lack that central thing, the love that God gives us in his Son, we would be a sounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And that's it. The gospel of Jesus Christ and how God so loved the world became crystal clear because of the Reformation. So we need to be still and hush up about that other stuff. Because in the Reformation, we know that it is Jesus, the God who won salvation for us, that's at the center. If you've ever thought that the Reformation was about the triumph of Luther over the councils and the popes, you would be wrong. You would be wrong. Because the real triumph was that the gospel of Jesus Christ became crystal clear, and how God so loved the world in his Son became crystal clear. So we just need to be still about that other stuff and know that God is God. God calls us to be still, to know him, to know that in Christ Jesus, who's at the center of everything that we do in worship, we have life, we have forgiveness, and we have salvation. That it is in him that we have protection, that he is our mighty fortress, a fortress that can never, ever fail, no matter what. We fear nothing, because the Reformation has made it crystal clear that Jesus has won forgiveness for us and rescued us from sin, from the devil, and even from death. Even from death, the last enemy that you and I will face. The gospel of Jesus Christ and how he so loved the world became crystal clear because of the Reformation, because of the Reformation of Jesus coming back to the center of everything that we do, believe, and proclaim in the church. So let's be still. Let God be God. And know that he's God and that he has won salvation for us in Christ Jesus. And that Jesus, my friends, loves you. Loves you so much that he was willing to go to the cross. And that is your better story. That is the best story that we have. Live it. Tell it. Let it shine. Because that Jesus is the one that I love. And I pray that he is the one that you love as well. Amen. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the gospel. And thank you for your love demonstrated through Jesus Christ and his cross, willing to give his life. And he said it so well, greater love has no one than this, than a man give up his life for his friends. And so Jesus, you've called us a friend, and we are blessed that you have done that. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.